We had in the previous mission that an ani that is marich and asher, he says erech plony alive on an asher. He gives the erech of an ani. And an asher that is marich and ani, he says erech plony alive on an ani, he gives the erech of an asher. Since it's asher, he would have to pay the full amount of the erechim. And the mission tells us that this thing would not be true by korbanos. Somebody who says, I'm taking upon myself to bring this korban that this mitzvah has to bring. As a mitzvah, when he is nisrapa, when he is cured from his sarah, he brings a korban. And the mission says, imhaya mitzvah ani, maybe korban ani. In such a case, if the mitzvah which he took upon himself to bring a korban similar to that mitzvah was an ani, in such a case, the person who made the netter to bring the same korban as a mitzvah would bring the korban of an ani. As a mitzvah, that's an ani, does not have to bring a behemoth. He could bring an oak. So therefore, he himself would bring an oak, even though he himself is an usher. Usher may be korban usher. If the mitzvah is an usher, and therefore he has to bring a behemoth as a korban, then the person who took upon himself to bring a korban similar to that mitzvah would bring the korban of an usher. He would have to bring a behemoth. So therefore, we see that korbanos are different than erechim. As by erechim, we don't look at the person on who he set erech plenty alive to see whether that person's an ani or an usher. We only look at the person who made the netter. But in this case, we don't look at the wealth of the person who made the netter. Instead, we look at the wealth of the mitzvah. Rabbi Omer, Omer ani, af the erechim kin. Rabbi says, I say that the truth is that erechim is the same as korbanos. And even though we find that by korbanos, the dinah is different, that's because korbanos has a totally different situation than erechim. If erechim had the same situation as korbanos, it also would have the same dinah. The Mishnah goes on to explain. Why did we say in the previous Mishnah that an ani that says erech plony alai and asher brings the erech of an ani, and we don't look at the wealth of the person on who he said erech plony alai, who said we look at the wealth only of the person who made the netter? That's because the asher, the person on who he said erech plony alai, is not chay of anything. Only the person who made the netter is chay. And that which he said erech plony alai, it's just to say that whatever his age is, that's what I will give as my erechin. And erechin depends on age. So we're only looking at the usher, at the person on whom he said erech plony alai, as far as what his age is. But he himself does not have to give anything to Hegdish. So therefore, we look at the wealth of the person who made the netter, not of the usher. As opposed to korbanos, by korbanos, he's saying, I'll bring the same korban as him. So the mitzvah is bringing a korban. So therefore, since the mitzvah is bringing a korban, and he said, I'll bring the same korban, we look at the wealth of the mitzvah to see which korban he's bringing. Abu ha'asher sha'amar erki alai, v'shama ha'ani v'amar ma'sha'amar zeh alai, meisin erech asher. But by erechin also, we would find a case similar to korbanos, in which the din will be the same as korbanos. An asher that says, erki alai, I will give my own erech to Hegdish. And since he's an usher, he would have to give the full erechim. And the ani heard what the usher said. And the ani said, whatever that person is going to give to Hegdish, whatever he said, I also take upon myself. In such a case, it would be similar to korbanos, that the ani also would give the erech of an usher, even though he himself is an ani. The same din that we find by a mitzvah. And over here, it's a similar situation to korbanos, as they're both chayav to give money to Hegdish. So therefore, in this case, we would look at the wealth of the person who originally made the netter. So we see that the truth is that erechin and korbanos are similar. Haya ani behesher, o asher behe ani. Neisin erech asher. If somebody at the time he said erech plenty alive was an ani and cannot afford to give the full amount of the erechin, and then before he had a chance to give the erechin to Hegdish, he became an usher, and now he could afford to give the full amount of the erechin, he would have to give the full amount, even though at the time he made the netter he was an ani. Since now he can afford to give it, he has to give it. Or, if at the time he said erech plony alai, he was an usher, and can afford to give the full amount, and before he had a chance to give the money, he became an ani, and now he cannot afford to give the full amount, even so, he has to give the erech of an usher, he has to give the full amount, since at the time he made the netter, he was an usher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilu ani behesher v'chaver be'ani, neisein erech usher. Rabbi Yehuda says, even in such a case, where at the time he said erech plony alai, he was an ani, and then he became wealthy and can afford to give the full amount, and then before he had a chance to give the money to Hegdish, he became an ani again, and now he no longer could afford to give the full amount, even so he has to give the erech of an usher, He asked to give the full amount, as even though at the time he made the neder, he was an ani. And at the time he was about to give the money to Hegdish, he was also an ani. Since he was an usher in between, he asked to give the erech usher. Masechet Erechim, Parak Daled, Mishnah Gimel, Abba b'Karbanos, Eino Ken. Even though we said in the previous mission that somebody who says erech ploni a lion is an ani at the time he made the neder, and afterwards he becomes an usher, he has to give the erech of an usher. But that thing would not be true by Karbanos. A Metzorah who is an ani and became an usher before he had a chance to give the korban would only have to bring the korban of an ani. Afilu aviv meis v'hiniach lo ribo. Even if the Metzorah's father was about to die and he was going to leave him a very large inheritance and he was going to become an usher, and then his father did die before he had a chance to bring the korban, since his father had not yet died at the time he was chayav the korban, even though he died before he had a chance to bring the korban, we look at the Metzorah as an ani, if he really was an ani before his father died, and he would only have to bring the korban of a Metzorah ani. Stinaso b'ya ubo b'ribos ein lahegdish behen klon. Or, if the Metzorah is an ani, but his boat is out at sea, and when the boat is returned, he will be given as schar sfina, as rent for the boat, a large amount of money. But right now he does not yet have the money, so he is an ani, even though he knows for sure he will eventually get that money. Still, Hegdish does not get the korban of an usher. It only gets the korban of an ani, since at the time he was chayav the korban, he was an ani. Now, even though the people promised him the schar sfina, a lot of money, but we have a cloud, ein schiris mishtalemet ela lebesof. Rent only has to be paid at the end of the rental term, so therefore the money is not yet due him, so therefore he's considered an ani. Now, even though he owns a large boat, which is probably worth quite a bit of money, he's still considered an ani. Because when we make a chesed to see whether he's an ani or an usher, we don't take into the chesed, we don't take into account anything that he uses for parnasa. And this is how he makes his parnasa. He rents out this boat, so the value of the boat is not taken into chesed when we decide whether he has the din of an ani or an usher.